Welcome to Living Faith Online with Pastor Connie McLean.
Hello, and welcome to a special edition of LFCC Online, Wednesday Night in the Word. As you may know, this year marks 40 incredible years of Living Faith Christian Center. Back in 1985, Dr. Lamont and I founded this ministry with a vision to see lives transformed by the power of God. And as part of our anniversary celebration, we're doing something special. On the first and second Wednesday of each month, we're reaching back into the archives to bring you a powerful series from Dr. Lamont. For those who were here during his time, this will be a beautiful walk down memory lane. And for those who have joined us more recently, this will be an opportunity to experience his powerful teachings for the first time. No matter where you are in your faith journey, I know this series will bless you in a deep and meaningful way. So get ready, because what God has done before, he is still doing today. Let's dive in.
If you have your Bibles handy with you today, please, I want you to open with me to the book of Matthew chapter 6. I'm going to begin to teach you today, and I will not complete it today, but we will probably look to complete this next week. But I want to begin to teach you on how to get all your needs met. How many of you can use all of your needs met? Hallelujah. Now, I know some of you have some needs met, but we're talking about all your needs met. Amen. Everybody say all. Praise the Lord. So I want you to look in with me in Matthew chapter 6, please, verse 31 through 33. We're going to begin reading there. Then we're going to go as the Spirit of the Lord leads us. Praise God. Are you there? All right, let's read out loud together. Verse 31. Therefore, take no thought saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Glory to God. God knows about your needs. If you didn't think that, I want you to know he knows all about your needs. He knew about your needs before they became needs. Amen. As a matter of fact, the Bible tells us that God has already met your needs before the foundation of the world. This is very important, because if you're going to get your needs met, you got to determine where that need is and how it's going to get met. You got to be understanding where God's going to be coming from to meet that need. And he's saying here that God has already met the need before the foundation of the world. Meaning, if you're thinking God's going to meet your need now, then you're missing it. If you're focusing on what's in front of you and thinking and you're praying God's going to meet this thing now, you missed the whole point of God meeting your need. Because the Bible said God has already intended and already has met your need where? Before the foundation of the world. So your answer is not here and now, it's before the foundation of the world. Hello? That's why many people aren't getting their needs met. They're trying to associate with God based on where they are rather than based on where God has designed for them to be. Are you with me? So therefore, we got to go back to see, where did God meet the need? Because if he met the need back then we need to go back then so we can get our needs met now. Are you with me? Yes. Amen. In Genesis, it tells us that God established a system by which all your needs will be met. God used this system to create the worlds and everything that's in the world. He used this system. And it's this system that God established all things, including the world. So therefore, the system had to come before the world. If God was going to meet your need before the foundation of the world, the system had to supply the need before the world was even created. Hello? Therefore, your answer is before the world. So instead of you trying to figure out how to get through problems in this world, you better go back to the system that created the world. Are you with me? The foundation of this system that God created, He created it for the purpose of meeting every need that you have. God never intended for you to live a life full of needs. That was not God's design. You're a child of God. When God created man, He wasn't even thinking about needs. How many needs does God have? None. And so He said, we're going to make man just like us. He's going to be just like us. He's going to be made in our image and our likeness. So needs was never in God's plan for you. Need was never in God's design for you. Are you understanding? But in actuality, that's where you are right now. But if you go back to what God originally designed, He never designed for you to have needs. Say, this is foreign to me, Pastor. I know it's foreign to you. That's why I'm teaching you how to get all your needs met. Amen. Amen. God created this system, and the foundation of this system that God created in order to create the world and create everything else in the world, the foundation of this system is three words. And God said. And God said, whenever God spoke, He set a force into motion that would create whatever it is He said, would bring into existence everything that He desired. In other words, the reason why God doesn't have any needs is because needs can't stay in God's sight. Needs can't exist where God is. Because when God speaks it, even if it doesn't exist, what He says will go forth and create and bring out of nothing what it is that He's talking about in order to overcome any need. This is the system by which God based Himself on creating man so that man would not have a need also. Look at your neighbor and say, this is deep, but I think I'm getting it. This is a law. It's a spiritual law. A law means that this will work all the time. So God set it up. This system became a spiritual law. Once God put it into motion, it became a law that could not be reversed. So therefore, when man was created, he can now operate under the same law that God just created. The Bible tells us this law is called the law of faith. By faith, God created the worlds, it says. Through faith. Hallelujah. He used that to create the world. Then he created the man and gave the man the faith in order to tap into the system. Everybody say the system. You got to understand, when you're outside the system, you're going to have needs. But when you're in the system, every need will be met. Glory. Amen. So when God speaks, the creative power that created everything, that creative power is in His words. Whatever He says, His words are full of the creative power of God. We've learned that, right? So whenever God speaks, creative power of His word will set things in motion. It will produce a force. It's called faith. That's what that force is. That will cause everything to go into motion to produce what God said. Therefore, God will never be in need. And so Jesus is saying, based on what God said, if you're learning what God said, and said, if you will now begin to seek first what God says, your problem is, verse 31, you keep saying. The Bible says, take no thought. Come on, look at verse 31. Take no thought what? Say. Your problem is that you keep saying. You keep looking at your problem and you keep saying what your problem is, or what you keep saying, how you're going to get out of it. You keep saying how you're going to overcome the problem. You keep saying what you think will work. You keep saying what you need. You keep saying, you know, where, you know, what you have need of. You keep talking. The problem, and Jesus is saying, if you'll stop talking, verse 33, and seek first the system God has set up for you. And you will seek first the system that God set up for you. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, or his way of doing it. Then all these things that you've been talking about will be added to you. The system has already been set up to add to you so that you don't have any needs, just like God doesn't have any needs. But it's based on what God said, not what you are saying. You are where you are because of what you have been saying all your life. Oh, you don't want to hear it. But that's, you are where you are because of what you have been saying. Some of you are a little higher than others because you've been saying a little bit more, or saying a little bit better things than somebody else, but you are where you are because of what you've been saying. You've been violating the system, and you're only able to go as far as what you say. But if you tap into God's system already was built so that you would have no needs. The Amplified Bible talks about when you, who's got an Amplified Bible? You got one? Open up to the page. You're not ready. The Amplified says this. It says, but seek, listen to this, aim at and strive after, first of all, his kingdom and his righteousness, or his way of doing and being right. In other words, whatever God does, it's always right. And God has a way of doing things. And it's saying that if you will aim at what God is doing, or if you would seek after or strive to do things the way God does it, then it says, glory to God. Then it says, and then, everybody say, and then.
Amen.
Come on, and then. In other words, if you're not doing this, if you're not striving to do what God does, or you're not striving to do things God's way, if you're not trying to hook in to God's way of doing things, you're not trying to hook into his system, then don't look for what is about to happen, because it's not going to happen to you. But if you are one of the ones who are willing to seek after God's way of doing it as opposed to what you're doing, if you're one of those ones who are going to seek after what God says instead of what you say, then it says, and then, listen to this, oh, glory to God, and then all these things, what things? All the things that you need. All the things that you, that's what it means, all the things that you need, taken together, will be given to you besides. In other words, when God begins to move on your life, he's not worried. He's, listen, needs is not on God's mind. That's what's on your mind. God's not trying to get you, he's not trying to meet your needs. He's trying to get you over into exceeding abundance. It just so happens that if you start doing what he tells you to do, all the things you've been asking for, you're going to get those, but you're going to get that. And besides that, you're going to get everything God wants you to have. God designed a system based on his word to meet your every need. You're looking at things, and God is saying, you need to look at my word. You're basing everything on what things you need. God is saying, if you get the word is what created the things. So if you get the word, whatever things you need will be created because the word is there to create it for you. Amen. You don't have the power to create it. You don't have the power to create. Hello? Let me repent for that. Yes, you do create. You create problems. You can create all kind of stuff. But not within your own power. You create because you're tapping into what God has given you the right to do. You can take his word and you can create a lifestyle that he intended for you to have. That's what God wants you to have. Are you with me?
Yes.
The system is based on his word. Everybody say, I need to tap in.
To
God's system. Your needs are met in his system. All your needs are met in the system that God established. Now, he did this before he established the world. Did you know that? In other words, he was thinking about you before he did this. When God said, let there be light, why do you think he said, let there be light? He said it because he was going to put you here. And he didn't want you walking in darkness. When God created the trees and every herb-bearing seed so that you could have fruit to eat and food to eat. And he created the animals so you could have something to live off of. He did all that for you. He was doing everything before he formed the world. Why? He was doing it for you. It was his system for you. Amen. Then man went outside the system. Then Jesus came to get us back into the system. How did Jesus get us back into the system? Man went outside the system. The system is based on what? His word. So in order to get back into the system, God had to send his
word.
And when the word became flesh and you accepted him, believed in him, now you have access back into the system so that all your needs can be met. That's why the Bible said, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory that he placed in Christ before the foundation of the world. Your needs can be met. But we got to hook into the what? System. Amen. Look with me over to the book of Proverbs, please. Proverbs chapter 4. So the key to tapping into this system is getting the word of God and keeping that word in you. In other words, if the word's not in you, it's not going to work. Does that make sense? Proverbs chapter 4. Verse 20, we're talking about getting all your needs met. Hallelujah. Verse 20, my son. As many as believed in him, to them gave he power to become what?
Sons.
Come on, sons. I'm going to pause right here on these first two words because if you do not have foundation for you tapping into the system God has established for you. The foundation for this is fatherhood.
Amen.
Adam was a son of God. That gave him a right to tap into the system. Without being a son of God, he could not what? Tap into the system. So when he fell, he was no longer a son of God. He was just a son of man. Therefore, he couldn't tap into the system. So the first thing you need in order to tap into the system, you must have spiritual fatherhood in your life. You have to have a connection that goes back to God. Oh, you may get, you know, you may be a believer and you may have some, you know, a few of your needs met, but you don't get all your needs met until you line up and put yourself in position. Fatherhood puts you in position to have all your needs met. Just put you in position. Are you understanding me? You know, you're a good little believer and you're trying very hard. But until you accept spiritual fatherhood in your life, a man of God in your life to minister to you, to minister the word of God to you, you will not have your needs met. I'm sharing that with you because I can keep on teaching you all about the system, but if you don't have this foundation, you're not going to get it met. Amen. There must be submission. There must be submission to this. Glory to God. Are you with me?
Yes.
I mean, I was doing pretty good. I had a business and I was running a church and I was doing pretty good, but not all my needs weren't being met until I came under spiritual fatherhood.
Amen.
When my father came into my life, Dr. Godot, and let me say this, you don't pick your father.
Amen.
You don't pick your father. You don't sit there and say, oh, I like him. He gonna be my father. I like him. I like the way he look. I like the way he dress. I like the way he talk. No, God appoints. You know who it is. There is an acknowledgement in your heart. This man is raising me up. This man is causing me to grow. But when that man began to speak and I came under him, that's when all of my needs were met. It wasn't until then, even though I knew all the principles, I knew the system, and I was working the system. But my needs weren't being met. I was working it. I knew the word. I was applying it. I knew what I'm getting ready to teach you. But it wasn't working because I wasn't in the right position. I was supposed to be in right field when I'm here and in left field. And nothing. And I got no balls hit to me. I was on the field. I was saved. I was even in the ballpark. But nothing got hit to me because I wasn't in the right position. But the moment I came under spiritual fatherhood, that's when all my needs got met. It then began, and besides that, then all my desires started getting met. Then after that, now I'm flowing in not only my desires, it's what God desires for me. This is where God wants you to be. He created you for Him. He created you for Him. Oh, I'm going to say that again because some of you aren't. He created you for Him. He's trying to get you over there where He can give you what He wants you to have. You see, you'll be satisfied with getting your needs met. And some of you may be satisfied with a little bit more. But God said, hey, I want to give you exceedingly, abundantly, above all you could ask or think. That's why I created you. Glory to God.
Yes.
Verse 20. My son, attend to my what?
Words.
Attend to my words. You cannot receive the words if you're not a son. Look at your neighbor and say, I think that's loud and clear. He didn't say people. He didn't say my people. Only thing God said about my people is that they better repent. He said, my people who are called by my name, they better turn from their wicked ways. Yeah, you're my people, but you ain't my son. You're not hearing, you can't hear the word until you become, come on, until you become a
son.
Am I reaching anybody here? All right. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of where?
Thine heart.
Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh.
Yes.
God is saying, he's telling us, keep, you must keep the word inside you. You must get that word on the inside and keep it there. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. Then he says, for they are what?
Life.
For they are life unto those that
find them.
And what?
Health.
And health to all their flesh. You're looking for healing? It's already in the word. You're looking for success? It's already in the word. You're looking for prosperity? It's already in the word. But you got to get the word and get it in your heart. But watch this. Not just get it in the heart. You got to keep it in the heart. Keep it. In other words, once it gets in there, that means it can leave. It can come out. You've got to keep it in there. How do you keep it in there? Meditate on that thing day and night. You're not getting out of me until it produces what God said it's going to produce. The word of God is what God said. I got it. I want it. It's in there. And you're going to stay there until you produce what God said you're going to produce. Folks, this is the law of faith. Faith comes by and hearing by the
word.
When the word comes in, that force is in you. Then it says here in verse 23, keep thy heart with all what?
Diligence.
With everything you have. You got to keep your heart or protect your heart. Another word for keep is protect your heart. Another scripture says above all. Verse 23 says above all, protect your heart because out of it are the what?
Issues.
Out of it flows the issues. Another word for issues is force. Out of it flows the forces that God is using to govern your life. In other words, you got to keep that force. You got to keep the word in your heart because that's what God's going to use to govern your life. You got to keep it. That's the force God's going to use to meet every need. That's the force God's going to use to cause all things to be added to you. If you let that slip, God can't meet your needs. If you let it slip, God can't add anything to you. So therefore, you've got to protect it, keep it, keep it in your heart. You've got to do everything you can to keep that in your heart. Are you with me?
Yes.
God's system includes you. God said it. Now you must receive it and you must keep it. If you keep it, it's going to produce.
Amen.
God can say it. You can receive it. But if you don't keep it, it won't produce for you. Are you with me right now?
Yes.
Okay. Everybody say the system.
The system
is God's word.
To me.
Whatever God says, that's his system for you. Your job now is to get that system in you. And when you get it in there, keep it there. Keep it there. Because you're going to find out in a few minutes that there's something and some forces that are trying to get that force out of you. Because if it can get the force out of you before it starts to produce, then you will be trapped in the lifestyle you've been living all your life. But if the force is in there, the force is going to bring you out of where you are into where God wants you to be. And all this was set up, listen to me, all this was set up before the foundation of the world. Now, you're not going to receive this. In some school. The world's not going to teach you this. Because the world, put it this way, the world is oblivious to this. All this was worked out before the world was. So you're not going to learn this from any teachers or any seminar. You're not going to learn this from people who who are teaching you how to become, you know, successful at this, that, or the other. You know, these motivational speakers. You're not going to hear it from them. Why? Because they don't have the Word of God. All they have is what they did. And all they're doing is teaching you their past. Hello? Matter of fact, it's not even working for them no more. That's why they're standing up there teaching you. So they can still continue to live. They're living off their past. Hello? Who are the motivational speakers? They want to get athletes, you know, who can't athlete no more. Corporate execs that can't corporate no more. Hello? Business people who have run out of their time. They said, well, we have retired from business. That's because you can't business no more. But what are you? I'm a motivational speaker now. I'm making money off my past. And then they get people who are naive to come in and listen to them and figure out, I want to be like them. I want to be just like that. And so they're living off of people who are being naive and thinking they can be like the people talking to them. You can't be like them, because in order for you to be like them, that would mean that what God did in you was not sufficient enough. The reason why they did what they did, because God uniquely made them to be that way. In order for you to be like the person speaking to you and trying to motivate you and, you know, trying to get you to walk through fire, they're doing all kinds of things to try and, like, you can do it, you can do it. Do like me. I don't want to do that. I don't need that. You have to understand, you are uniquely made. Yes. There is nobody like you. So you can't stand up here and look at somebody and say, oh, yeah, I can be like you. They can't tell you, yeah, you can be just like me. No, they can't. You are uniquely made. You have a unique purpose here in the earth. God has designed you before the foundation of the world. He's got a plan for you. I'm not saying you can't learn some things from them, but you can't become like them. Because God made you to become like you.
We're excited to invite you to join in our upcoming monthly Bible study, held every second Thursday from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. We are diving into the powerful book of Acts. Whether you're new to the Bible study or a seasoned reader, you'll find this study to be engaging and enriching. As you read, jot down any questions or thoughts. Whether you're bringing questions, thoughts, or just an open heart, you'll be a vital part of this exciting journey through the Acts of the Apostles. We can't wait to see you there. Mark your calendars. Let's make this Bible study one to remember. Calling all women of virtue, we're delighted to invite you to our monthly small group sessions entitled Cafe Conversations. This is a wonderful opportunity for women 18 and over to come together, connect, and share in a warm, welcoming environment in our cozy cafe lounge. It's the perfect time to build meaningful relationships, inspire each other, and grow together. We can't wait to see you there. Let's make these gatherings something special. For more details, call the church or feel free to reach out to Elder Ida Misher.